USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A Texas A&M University student is the ninth person to die after last weekend's Astroworld Festival. The featured headliner was Travis Scott. Police calls began pouring in, describing the chaos.
There's a lot of people trampled and they're passed out at the front stage.
The latest victim, Bharti Shahani, succumbed to her injuries. President Biden marked Veterans Day by laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery.
To all our veterans, past and present, we thank you, we honor you, and we remember always what you've done for us.
The administration has also launched a new program to better understand medical conditions, including different kinds of cancers that are potentially connected to toxic environments overseas in combat areas. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
A federal appeals court has granted former President Trump's request to temporarily block the National Archives from giving his White House records to a House committee investigating the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol. The three-judge panel granted Trump an administrative injunction. He set the arguments for the case for November 30th. Trump, who has repeatedly lost in court trying to keep the records secret by claiming executive privilege, asked the court to maintain the status quo until their expedited appeal can be heard. Four astronauts on the SpaceX Crew 3 mission entered the International Space Station about one day after being launched from Florida. The hatches between the station and the Dragon were opened at 7:25 p.m., and the crew entered minutes later. The new arrivals are expected to spend 6 months on board performing science experiments, spacewalks, and space station maintenance. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 24. Online bingo is now America's favorite pastime activity. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com to play Bingo Treasure for free. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card, play more. Chat with other players, meet new friends. It's all free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry! Free accounts are limited.
Discussions about a major pipeline are underway.
As the Biden administration is considering shutting down and replacing a major oil pipeline from Canada to Michigan, one lawmaker in Ohio says Americans still need the energy. And the environmental impact will require 2,100 diesel trucks just to move the oil if Line 5 pipeline is hindered in any way. Ohio State Senator Republican Teresa Gavarone on Fox News.
Well, it's deeply concerning if this pipeline shuts down, but actually there are plans underway, 90% completed, that would tunnel the pipeline under the bedrock, I believe 400 feet below the lake, encasing concrete. It would take the risks from minimal to basically zero.
The Food Safety and Inspection Service of the U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced Innovation Solutions is now recalling nearly 100,000 pounds of raw ground chicken patty products. The agency announced the recall of the raw chicken, saying that the Kent, Washington-based company issued the recall after receiving complaints about customers finding bones in the chicken burger product. The agency said it's concerned that some products may be stored in people's freezers, and it's urging people to not eat the meat and to dispose of it or return it to the place of purchase. The products affected by the recall include Trader Joe's chili lime chicken burgers and spinach feta chicken sliders. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.